Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Brutal Founder Challenges Create Unstoppable Leaders. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something most people don't understand about entrepreneurship. The challenges that break weak founders are the exact same forces that forge unstoppable leaders. It's like a blacksmith's hammer. The same pressure that shatters brittle metal creates the strongest steel. Let me walk you through the 7 brutal challenges that separate the quitters from the conquerors. First, the identity crisis. One day you're competent at your job, the next you're incompetent at everything. You're suddenly CEO, salesperson, accountant, and janitor. Your brain rebels against this constant state of not knowing. But here's the secret. Unstoppable leaders learn to love being beginners. They understand that confusion is the doorway to mastery. Second, the isolation trap. Friends stop understanding your world. You can't share real problems with employees without creating panic. Other founders seem to have it figured out. Spoiler alert, they don't. This loneliness either breaks you or teaches you to trust yourself completely. Third, success anxiety. Every win raises the stakes. You start fearing success because it means more responsibility. That voice whispers, you're one mistake from losing everything. Weak founders self-sabotage right before breakthrough moments. Strong leaders understand that fear of success is just imposter syndrome wearing a disguise. I worked with a founder named Marcus, who built his consulting firm to 6 figures in year 2. Then he started having panic attacks before client calls, convinced he was a fraud. He almost shut down his profitable business until he realized something profound. The anxiety wasn't a sign he was failing. It was proof he was growing faster than his comfort zone. The other 4 challenges, financial pressure, decision fatigue, team management struggles, and market uncertainty, work the same way. They're not obstacles to avoid, but muscles to develop. Here's your action step. Every Sunday, write down 3 specific things you learned that week. Not what went wrong, but what you learned. This rewires your brain to see growth instead of just problems. Send me your week 1 list. I read and respond to every single one. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.